Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm going to break away today from studying the Word, and I'm going to do something very important to me, very special to me. Today is August the 5th, and the reason why I tell you the date and that I say it's very special to me is because today is my and my wife's wedding anniversary. 20 years ago today, we were married. I and she were 18 years old. That is a ridiculously young age to get married. I hope my kids don't get married at 18. I had been in the ministry for just a few years. We were both just a few months out of high school. We didn't know what we were doing. We were two kids that were in love and believed very much in what God had called us to do and believed that He had called us to do it together in ministry. We went into pastoral work for nearly a year and then went on the road as trying to be traveling evangelists. And spent a while doing that while we then worked our way through college and got really late starts on those parts of our lives and then held down various jobs and then kind of came full circle as we really discovered some more things about life and living and ministry, grew through all of those years of making some pretty terrible decisions and being young and stupid. But we grew together. And my wife, Natasha, is easily the single most important thing in my life. She is the piece of me. She's everything that I wish I could be, and I think it's why it has worked so wonderfully is because we both find fulfillment in one another. She's my favorite person in the world. There's no one I would rather be around and spend life with and live life together with, and so I love her very, very much. This podcast today is not just about talking about her and my love for her. Her and I don't do things that way. I don't get on Facebook and say, "Oh, honey, I love you so much." First of all, she's not on Facebook, but I don't do that to my kids either. And my son is on there, but that's just because we like to do those things ourselves instead of just publicly. But what better public way for me to celebrate my anniversary than with all of my podcast audience? As I think about stuff like that, I always try to think, what lesson could I give in this if I have just a couple minutes to give it? And I guess it would be, you know, conventionally, it looked terrible. You get two 18-year-olds getting married. Our odds of making it were next to nothing. We were supposed to end in divorce. That's just the way it is. We didn't get married because we had to. We didn't get married because she was pregnant. None of that stuff. We both waited until we were married to even sleep together. It wasn't this forced thing. It was what we felt like we should do and what we wanted to do. And I'm saying all that for this reason. You don't really know. You have no idea what people are going through, what's in their head, what's in their heart. You can give all the advice in the world, but it's all cheap. The reality is people make their own decisions and then they deal with them. And either they turn to the Lord for help, or they turn to the wisdom of man. If we had a lot of troubles early on, if we'd have turned to the wisdom of man, we'd have been done. I'll never forget a woman in our church coming up to me, calling me off to the side, almost angry, and said, "You shouldn't get married. You're making the biggest mistake of your life." And I know according to the wisdom of the world, she was right. You're not supposed to do that at 18. But in the realm of the spirit, she was dead wrong. And she was a godly woman. She was dead wrong. So just listen to the voice of the Spirit before you speak into people's lives, and don't speak things just because conventional wisdom says you should say them. Hear the Holy Spirit, because you have no idea what may or may not happen in the realm of the Spirit. Let God do that work. So happy anniversary to my wife. I love you very much. Love my audience. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.